From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. In Iraq today, American troops and their Iraqi and foreign allies clashed for a third day with Shiite militiamen loyal to the radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. The fighting began this week in the southern city of Najaf, Sadr's headquarters. It has since spread to Baghdad, Basra, and other cities in the south. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Baghdad on the fighting and the new interim government's attempt to stop it.
Sadr's Mahdi Army militia ignored an ultimatum from the U.S.-appointed governor of Najaf to leave the city or else. Instead, gunmen roamed, bombed out, and deserted streets there, and clashed sporadically with U.S.-led troops. In Baghdad, insurgents lobbed mortars and rockets into the city's center, but they did minimal damage. Mahdi Army fighters also continued to control the Shiite slums to the east of Baghdad, where they briefly detained an NPR employee. This week has seen some of the worst fighting in Iraq since the U.S. invasion, and today Iraq's new prime minister left the door open to possible negotiations. At a press conference, Iyad Alawi called Sadr his brother.
We don't think that the people who are committing the crimes in Najaf and elsewhere are his people. We think they are people using his name. I invite from this platform Muqtada al-Sadr to participate in the elections of next year.
Spokesmen for Sadr say he is willing to negotiate a ceasefire, but they said first Alawi should order Iraqi police and National Guardsmen to stop fighting alongside the U.S. military against the Mahdi army. Alawi made another gesture today. He declared a long-awaited amnesty for low-level Iraqi insurgents. He said those who have carried weapons, explosives, and worked with terrorist organizations have 30 days to turn themselves in and escape punishment. Alawi said the amnesty does not cover those guilty of murder, rape, or looting.
This amnesty is not for people who have committed crimes, who have killed. The criminals will be brought to justice, starting from Zarqawi down to anybody who commit a crime in the streets of Baghdad.
At his appearance, Alawi talked tough to journalists, ordering a 30-day closure of the Arabic news channel Al Jazeera after objecting to its extensive coverage of the turmoil in Iraq. He also repeatedly berated reporters who asked follow-up questions.
One question. Four questions you have asked.
Alawi tells Iraqis he's determined to restore law and order here. But with Iraqi security forces coming under daily attack and whole towns in the hands of insurgents, this prime minister depends more than ever on the U.S. military. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.
We'll have another report about Iraq later in the program, a story in the Oregonian newspaper on prisoner abuse by the new Iraqi authorities.